Yeah, well, I think you've already seen Mark Carney doing the job, right? The United States, the way that they have implemented these tariffs, they really implemented them as kind of like a broad, blunt instrument. And the tariff policies are actually going to wreak a lot of havoc in the United States as well. Now, our retaliatory tariffs that Mark Carney has designed are much more precise. They're much more surgical. And that's why when you look at the list of items that are tariffed on the Canadian side, it's like orange juice and, you know, Canadian liquors and certain grains and other products. And that's by design, because what Mark Carney wants to do is create the maximum negative impact for the United States while mitigating so that we have minimal negative impact in Canada with these retaliatory tariffs. So it's well thought out. And yeah, you know, we've been told, we know that there's going to be some challenging times ahead. And I think it really is a wake-up call for Canadians to reevaluate what we can do within our own country. We can be our own best customers here in Canada. Making sure that we can do business with other provinces more easily. And it's also woken us up to the prospect of trade relationships with other countries that are more friendly. Anyway, we have to diversify where we're doing our trade because we cannot rely on the United States any longer. And I think, again, you saw this after that phone call that Mark Carney and President Trump had. I think Mark Carney's playing chess and Donald Trump is playing checkers. And, you know, our prime minister's managed to outmaneuver him, even with the purchase of U.S. Treasury bonds. This is something that's kind of been making the rounds on social media. There's some news articles about the prime minister directing the purchase of billions of dollars of U.S. Treasury bonds. And then going to Europe and, you know, convincing the United Kingdom and France to do the same. So now the United States has compromised its debt sovereignty. You know, a lot of their debt is now owned by Canada, the UK, France, and other countries. And that's, for lack of a better term, that's a trump card to play in this negotiation.